Pork producers, veterinarians, and other interested stakeholders are invited to participate in a webinar tomorrow that will look at the Seneca virus A situation in domestic pigs in the United States. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians will host a webinar tomorrow from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Central to address Seneca virus A as an emerging risk due to its similarities to foot and mouth disease. Swine Health Information Center Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton explains, Seneca virus A was first identified in the U.S. in the early 2000s, and it has since spread across the U.S. and into other countries, including Canada, Brazil, and China.
SVA has clinical symptoms that include vesicles on the snout and coronary bands of pigs, also vesicles identified within the oral cavity. Animals can exhibit lameness, and baby pigs can sometimes experience transient death loss. This virus can cause significant problems because it is not easy to distinguish between foot and mouth disease virus or other vesicular diseases of swine, such as VSV or swine vesicular disease, and this can lead to an increased need for foreign animal disease investigations and diagnostics to confirm the presence or absence of a foreign animal disease, such as foot and mouth disease. And this is very critical because while SVA would not shut down trade, and it does impact animal health, the presence or mistaking SVA and having foot and mouth disease virus instead would be extremely damaging to our industry and result in a complete stoppage of any trade of pork to other countries.
Dr. Becton says while Seneca virus A is common in the U.S., recent studies have shown it has had a relatively low prevalence in sow populations, but not much is known about the overall prevalence in all of the different age groups. Further information on Seneca virus A, as well as a link to register for tomorrow's webinar, can be accessed through Schick's March e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.